It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. I said, name a famous singer, 6'6", whose last name is a body of water. And if you remove a letter from the first name, you'll get a land form. What singer is it? Well, the singer is George Strait, the king of country music. The last name is Strait, and remove an E from George, you get Gorge, which is a land form.
Oh, okay. So once again, y'all were able to, you know, get your music trivia because we received over 1,200 correct answers. Our winner today is Carola Ratzloff of Lawrence, Kansas. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so, this isn't your first time winning the puzzle, is it?
It's not.
When did you win before?
In the last century.
Well, I'd say it's time again.
1998, in April 1998, so just about 25 years ago.
Well, I think you were definitely due for another go at this. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle or winning the puzzle?
Well, I puzzle a lot, and I just love anything from jigsaw puzzles to, crossword puzzles, contests. I do a lot of it.
Oh, okay. And how did you figure out your answer this time?
Well, I started with a six-letter body of water, and there just aren't that many. And as soon as I came to Strait, the rest was easy.
Well, you know, I am sure you are a puzzle expert, and that you are ready to play this puzzle because you've already done it. So this is old hat to you.
I don't know. It seems brand new to me at this point.
Okay, but you are ready. So take it away, Will.
All right, Carola and Aisha, in honor of Father's Day, the theme of today's puzzle is pop. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts P-O and the second word starts P. For example, if I said a bit of indoor greenery, you would say potted plant. So here we go. Number one, Republican or Democratic?
Political party.
You got it. Number two is his, hers, or theirs?
Possessive.
Yes.
Pronoun.
You got it. Possessive pronoun. Good. The official who presided over the trial of Jesus.
Pontius Pilate.
You got it. A Vatican leader from 1963 to 1978.
Pope Pius.
Pius was before. Who was a pope that came later? It's another common name starting with P.
Paul?
Oh, you got it. Pope Paul.
Yeah.
And specifically,
yeah.
Pope Paul VI. Uh-huh. How about this? Latke. That's L-A-T-K-E. Latke.
I know what it is, but potato.
Yes.
Pancake.
Potato pancake. Good. A shirt attachment where a nerd keeps pens.
Pocket.
Yes.
Oh, protector. Pocket.
There you go.
Protector.
A pocket protector, pocket. Is it? Mm-hmm. And here's your last one. Cartoon character who says the that's all, folks.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig says the that's all, folks. Good job. Two heads working together.
Yes.
There.
No, you did a great job, Carola. Thank you. You know, how do you feel?
Well, relieved.
So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Carola, what member station do you listen to?
KANU. In Lawrence, Kansas.
That's Carola Ratzloff of Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Joe Becker of Palo Alto, California. Take the name of a fish, add the name of a mammal, rearrange all the letters to get the name of a reptile. What is it? So again, the name of a fish plus the name of a mammal, rearrange all the letters, you get the name of a reptile. These are all well-known creatures. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.